It was in the summer of 43, the first moon after Lent, that a picture nailed on the iron tree, which grows in the sand beside the sea, said reward for the capture of Big Bad T. Oh, what can that have meant? And the maidens quaked in their beds each night, and slept not a wink till the coming of light, for they knew one man who would not take fright. Oh, cried Goatless Turpin. Alone he rode through the thickening gloom on a big black stolen horse, bringing on hundreds each his doom, sending parsons to an early tomb, and scaring infants back to the womb. They were all his own, of course. Two Muse Turpin so craved him dead as to put a price on his goatless head. But man of steel, ferocious Fred, he cried, Goatless Turpin. Fred was the judge in the county town, ferocious was he not? He was scared to death, but to serve the crown and fulfill with honor his office and gown, he had to bring Big Bad Turpin down and have him hung or shot. On this moonlit night he had locked his door and been trying to sleep for an hour or more, when down below came a mighty roar. I cried, Goatless Turpin. Now up leapt Fred, scared out of his wits, in his nightshirt shivering cold, and gulping down some sliver bits, and blowing into his woolly mitts, for fear of cold and fainting fits, looked out at Turpin bold. Feed, cried Fred in trembling tone, but thanks to his brand new megaphone, that cry chilled Turpin through to the bone. Oh, cried Goatless Turpin. Prepare to die, yelled Turpin loud, and aimed his trusty gun. White shroud, firm but yielding, meek but proud, opened the door and said, you and I've vowed, must spend a night, I'm well endowed, and your fame is great midst the female crowd, conjoined in boundless fun. To the judge's daughter's bed he went, to amorous enter she it, and never a backward glance he sent, in warm embrace and passion bent, as Fred gripped it with his grave intent, in the light of the first noon after Lent, and his blunderbuss gave its vengeful vent. At last I've done what long I've meant, killed two of the wickedest folk in Kent. And Turpin groaned, now my pistol's bent. And who's to blame for my bullet spent? And who's to blame for my bullet spent? And asking still up to heaven he went.